Hi, I'm Joanne Butler with some simple summer entertaining tips. For me, it's all about good food and good drinks. That's what brings everyone together. It's the center of every great gathering, always the first thing I think of when I'm entertaining. And obviously, anything that makes that easier is more appealing, like not having to cook for one. I'm a big fan of ordering out, so I gotta tell you about with Chase co-brand credit cards and DoorDash, which is the nation's leading on-demand delivery platform, are doing. They've teamed up to offer card members the opportunity to activate a complimentary one-year Dash Pass subscription. That's a value of more than $100 for a year of no delivery fees and reduced service fees on orders more than $12 from thousands of restaurants, grocery, and convenience stores too. Plus, DashPass subscribers get 5% credit back on all their pickup orders. And that alone averages out to $4 to $5 an order. It's really a lot of savings. And most card members are eligible, like Southwest Rapid Rewards, IHG Hotels and Resorts, United, Hyatt, Starbucks, Disney Visa cards, and more. So if you have one of these co-branded cards from Chase, you're good to go. Super easy. Just go to DoorDash.com or download the app and add your eligible Chase co-branded card as the default payment. Just do it before the end of the year. So now let's talk what we did here. Since we didn't have to travel as much as we wanted to this year, we prepared a Backyard World tasting tour to kind of represent all the places we wanted to go last year but missed out on. And with Memorial Day and 4th of July coming, we have American food represented. We actually followed some of the trends that DoorDash found. They found that American and Mexican foods have been the top pickup orders, and they showed the West craving more diversity like Chinese, Thai, and Indian, so that's what we did here. The best part about all this is that you can skip the cooking and the cleaning pots and pans and just have fun creating an experience. I love these little old champagne bottle tins that I had at my house that just say the names of places. You know, for me, it's all about decorating, so if you don't have to worry about the food, you can just have fun with the rest of it. I also like to set up little areas around the backyard so everyone doesn't gather around the same spot, so put your bar in one area and the food in another. Also, most important tip, plan ahead. Do as much as you can the night before so that day of, you can just enjoy your party. And there you have it. Happy entertaining season to you.